But if you need a taxi this Friday night and over the weekend, you might need to rethink those plans. Taxi drivers in regional WA will be on strike. The unprecedented action by members of the Regional Taxi Association will be taken after the new Regional Taxi Transition Fund was announced in the state budget. Under the new package, plate holders can apply for payments of up to $10,000 per taxi car licence and a waiver in various fees. Shane Murray is the president of the WA Country Taxi Association. He's also a Broome taxi operator. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Vanessa.
What's your concern about the financial package for country taxis?
My biggest concern is that regional operators have been operating for decades in the same principle as metropolitan plate owners. And metropolitan plate owners have got a package of $100,000 per plate to help them transition with regarding the deregulation. The regional taxi operators have also gone through the same process, and however, the offer of $10,000 per plate really is a slap in the face for the country taxi industry and regional WA.
You might have been operating under the same principle, but country taxis are under different legislation and they operate on an annual licence system. So the Transport Minister has said that they're ineligible for the taxi plate buyback for privately owned plates that metro operators are eligible for.
Yes, we've been talking to the Transport Department for probably 2 years in regard to this. The Transport Department has negotiated and facilitated the trade of regional taxi plates for decades in regard to the same principles as metropolitan plates. The second thing on Andrew Collins Drive ABC, Minister Safiotti said last night the country taxi operators actually lease their plates, which is totally incorrect. And my biggest concern that the Minister is completely not over our issues with the Transport Department, and the advice that she's getting from the Transport Department is totally incorrect.
Now, with the $10,000 package per country taxi car licence, as compared to the $100,000 Perth Metro taxi plate refund compensation, is it just reflective of the income potential of that plate, that the metro's more lucrative than a country taxi plate?
No, I would disagree with that. Especially as an operator in Broome, the Broome taxi companies up here have been just as profitable as any Perth metropolitan taxi plate for years. And so it really doesn't come down to that. The simple fact is that regional operators all over the state have invested heavily, put superannuation, they borrowed money against the security of the taxi plates, the banks have lent money against the security of regional taxi plates, and now the value of those plates are zero. So this is the real issue for the WA country industry.
So you have called a strike from Friday evening through to Sunday afternoon. What do you hope to achieve with that?
The biggest thing is really our achieve is to get the government to really value the country taxi industry and what they actually do. Has been servicing regional WA for decades. There's a lot of things that the taxi industry does in the regional towns that support the disabled, all sorts of hours with emergencies, with the police requiring taxis at certain times to remove people out of different situations. There's so many things that the industry does for the community, but the WA government really gives no value to that and has pretty much disregarded this in their whole deregulation of the taxi industry.
Isn't it then that your strike's going to hit the most vulnerable, the people who need it most, rather than affecting the people who are in power, who make the decisions in Perth?
Yeah, look. To be perfectly honest, the taxi industry is a 24/7. It supports people, and has done for a long time. For this to happen and actually to get the government's attention in regards to this is very, very important to say, well, okay, here's the people that you affect. Here's the total disregard from the government. Well, this is what your disregard can cause with no acknowledgement of the service of the country taxi industry.
I'm speaking to Shane Murray at 16 past 7. He's the president of the West Australian Country Taxi Association, also a Broome taxi operator, and members of the association will go on strike from Friday afternoon through to Sunday afternoon. Shane, you are a Broome operator. You've got coach and hotel transport contracts and taxis under your umbrella. This weekend is also one of the busiest on the social calendar in town. Are you also risking the tourism industry?
Look, we're risking a lot of things, even as an operator, even financially, under all the issues that we have. But at some point in time, when you're in business, you actually need to stand up, because if we don't do anything in regard to this, there's probably four country operators have already folded. If we don't stand up and get a reasonable transitional package from the government, we're going to see a lot more country operators fall away out of the system. And again, the services to regional WA and regional towns, that will also fall away. So we'll probably see a limited service. We won't see Uber running around with, wheelchair taxis or disabled taxis or Uber taxis, you know, operating 24/7. They only come out in our busy times, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night when it's busy. Other than that, we don't see them. So we're going to see a real demise of the transport industry in rural WA.
So if $10,000 per taxi car licence is not enough for country operators, what kind of dollar figure would you prefer?
Well, I think on the scale of the percentage, you know, like in regional plates, there was as much as up to $270,000 paid per plate over the years, and in the scale to what the metropolitan plates have been paid. So on those percentages, that's how the WA operators should be treated, and that's what they should be, giving those type of funds to help them with this transition.
Shane Murray, thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Vanessa.
Shane Murray, a Broome taxi operator, but also president of the West Australian Country Taxi Association, and a strike from Friday afternoon at 4 through till Sunday afternoon at 4.